Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Behind the Story. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Yeshu Upasani, the paranormal, most of the time, supernatural believer.
And I'm Arvind Ranganathan, the skeptic who doesn't believe in anything supernatural related.
And if this is the first episode of ours that you're listening to, then welcome. This is the podcast where we talk about the true stories that inspired famous horror movies. However, this season we're taking a step back from the ghosts and demons of the world and instead are focusing on the more obscure creatures. Vampires, werewolves, zombies, we're talking about all the supernatural entities that are harder to believe but arguably scarier.
In today's episode, we're delving into the man of the mountains, Bigfoot. Now, every country has some kind of lore when it comes to an unknown creature, whether that be about a yeti or an abominable snowman, but today we only care about Bigfoot. This episode is inspired by the movie Willow Creek, released on June 6, 2014, starring Rice Johnson, Alexi Gilmore, and more. The movie follows a man and his girlfriend who are camping in the woods in an attempt to capture footage of Bigfoot.
Now, before we get into the origins of this creature, we want to remind you to follow this podcast wherever you're listening to it on, and follow us at Behind the Story on Instagram with a period between the I and N, and on Twitter with an underscore between the I and N. Also, this season we're donating all of the funds we make to the Women's National Law Center to help empower women through legal action.
And now, let's learn about Bigfoot. Right, you guys know the order by now, so I'm going to start with talking a bit about the origins of this crazy creature, which a website called LiveScience.com gives a little bit of a timeline on it. Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, is a giant ape-like creature that some people believe roams North America. It's a cryptid, or a species rumored to exist, just like the Chupacabra or the Loch Ness Monster. And there's not a lot of physical evidence to suggest that Bigfoot's actually out there. But that doesn't stop alleged sightings of the ape that never shows face or Bigfoot buffs from trying to prove that there's life in the legend. Most Bigfoot sightings occur in the Northwest, where the creature can be linked to indigenous myths and legends. The word Sasquatch is derived from Sasquets, a word from the Haulgemilim language used by some Salish First Nations people in southwestern British Columbia, according to the Oregon Encyclopedia. It means wild man or hairy man. As early as 1884, the British colonist newspaper in Victoria, Canada, published an account of a gorilla-type creature captured in the area. Other accounts, largely discredited as hoaxes, followed, according to Canadian Encyclopedia. Sasquatch book author John Green compiled a list of 1,340 sightings throughout the 19th and 20th centuries, but the modern Bigfoot or Sasquatch myth gained a new life in the late 1950s. In 1958, the Humboldt Times, a local newspaper in Northern California, published a story about the discovery of a giant, mysterious footprint near Buff Creek, California. In the story, they referenced the creature and made them as Bigfoot, according to the Smithsonian Magazine. Bigfoot curiosity grew rapidly during the second half of the 20th century after an article in True Magazine, published in December 1959, described that discovery. The footprints near Buff Creek were a prank by a man called Ray Wallace. His children revealed after his death in 2002, according to Smithsonian Magazine. By that time, though, Bigfoot was firmly established in popular culture across the continent. Since the 1958 article was published, a wealth of other claims have been made about Sasquatch tracks, casts, photos, videos, and other evidence. There have been more than 10,000 eyewitness accounts of Bigfoot in the continental United States in the last 50 years. Live Science reports in 2019, in these accounts, Bigfoot is usually described as being about 8 to 10 feet tall and covered in hair. Eyewitness reports or sightings are the most common evidence put forward in the existence of Bigfoot. Unfortunately, these are based on human memories, and memories are not as reliable as hard evidence. In crime cases, for example, witnesses can be influenced by their emotions and may miss or distort important details. In the same vein, people also often overestimate their ability to remember things. When it comes to cryptids like Bigfoot, the human brain is capable of making up explanations for events it can't immediately interpret, and many people simply want to believe they exist. The most famous Bigfoot video, though, is a short film in 1967 by Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin, known as the Patterson-Gimlin film, or the Patterson film. Shot in Bluff Creek, the video shows what appears to be a large and hairy bipedal ape, or Bigfoot, striding through a clearing. The video's authenticity is still debated, but it was likely a hoax with the ape-like figure just a human wearing a costume. But it was this video that largely sparked the big Bigfoot craze that we all know.
All right, and moving on, now that we know a little bit about Bigfoot as a creature, let's get into some of the evidence around Bigfoot. Now, full disclaimers before we get into anything. The evidence of Bigfoot is, from a very broad sense, complicated, and you guys will see why. So, our investigation begins in 1976 with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or the FBI, creating a whole file dedicated to Bigfoot. The reason it started in the first place was because of director Peter Brine from the Bigfoot Information Center and Exhibition in the Dailies, Oregon. Brine sent, quote, about 15 hairs to a tiny piece of skin, end quote, to the FBI, asking if they could identify the pieces. Now, around this time, the legend of Bigfoot was gaining popularity. Seemingly everybody had some kind of opinion on it. But Brine was one of the leading figures of the Bigfoot movement and the biggest believer. J. Cochran Jr., the assistant director of the FBI Scientific and Technical Services Division, tested the hairs and sent them back to Brine with the conclusions that the hairs came from, quote, deer family origin, end quote. FBI put the case aside forever. However, Bigfoot enthusiasts used the simple fact that there is a case in the FBI as more than needed proof that Bigfoot exists, much like how aliens have become more widely believed after all of the U.S. government searching and exploiting of them. But the two cases are quite different, as the government has had their fair share of alien life proof and nothing but 15 deer hairs for Bigfoot. Or is there actually more evidence? The answer? Kind of. Since the 1960s, with Patterson and Gimlin's footage of Bigfoot, others have spotted strangely large footprints all along the west coast of America's mountain range, specifically the Northwest. Other blurry photos of Bigfoot have been captured by multiple people, and some even wholeheartedly believe the camera footage from all those years ago. Even notable wildlife experts like Jane Goodall believe in Bigfoot. What perhaps, though, is the most surprising and interesting aspect of Bigfoot is how no one has given the same description of it. It was larger than 10 feet or smaller than 8. No, it wasn't actually that large. It had, you know, it walked like a man. It walked on all four legs. Everything that could be used to describe a creature has been used to describe Bigfoot. So it leaves us with these concluding notes. We don't necessarily know if Bigfoot is real or not because the evidence out there is simply inconclusive. It's similar to seeing video footage of a ghost. If you're someone like Arvind, you're going to believe someone edited that. If you're someone like me, then you're going to believe it. Moral of the story is Bigfoot could or could not be out there, but because we never have any clear evidence swaying one way, that's something we'll have to figure out in the discussion aspect of this episode. Well, I'll take it to Arvind to, you know, do what he always does.
I think that's a good way to put it, but of course, I think I have a lot to say on this one. The aforementioned Life Science article describes the potential reasons that Bigfoot doesn't exist. With the rise of high-quality cameras and smartphones, photographs of people, cars, mountains, flowers, sunsets, deer, and more have gotten sharper and clearer over the years, and Bigfoot is a notable exception. The logical explanation for this discrepancy is that the creature doesn't exist, and the photographs are merely hoaxes or misidentifications. Because it's kind of hard to pretend you took a picture of Bigfoot when you have, like, clear 4K vision that people can look through and be like, that's a dude in a suit. Some people claim to have heard Bigfoot shrieks, howls, growls, screams, or other vocalizations. The creature is also associated with other noises, such as wood knocking, according to Scientific American. Strange noises recordings associated with Bigfoot occasionally attract media attention, but the noises can often be attributed to known animals, such as foxes or coyotes. Experts can't always identify the exact animal in the strange recordings that cryptozoologists, people who search for creatures rumored to exist, point to as Bigfoot evidence. In 2019, for example, a YouTube video of mysterious howls and screams in a forest in northwestern Ontario, Canada, went viral, driving Bigfoot speculation. Jolanta Kowalski, Ontario's Ministry of Resources and Forestry Media Relations Officer, told Vice News at the time, quote, our biologists say it could be a larger mammal, for example, a wolf. But because considerably different, considerable distance from the recorder, there is no way to know for sure, end quote. The late anthropologist Grover Krantz investigated sound recordings claimed to be from Bigfoot for his book, Big Footprints, a scientific inquiry into the reality of Sasquatch. He listened to at least 10 tapes and found, quote, no compelling reason to believe that any of them are what the recorders claim them to be, end quote. There is no hard evidence for the existence of Bigfoot. Krantz, the anthropologist who investigated sound recordings, also discussed alleged Bigfoot hairs, feces, skin scrapings, and blood in his Big Footprints book. Quote, the unusual fate of these items is that they either receive no scientific study or else the documentation of that study is either lost or unattainable, end quote, he wrote. In most cases where competent analysis has been made, the material turned out to be bogus or else no determination could be made, end quote. When alleged Bigfoot samples are subject to vigorous scientific analysis, they typically turn out to be from ordinary sources. For example, in 2014, a team of researchers led by the late geneticist Brian Sykes from the University of Oxford in England conducted genetic analysis on 36 hair samples claimed to belong to Bigfoot or the Yeti, a similar ape-like creature said to exist in the Himalayas. almost all of the hair turned out to be from known animals such as cows, raccoons, deer, and humans. However, two of the samples closely match an extinct Paleolithic polar bear, Life Science has previously reported. These samples may have come from an unknown bear species or a hybrid of modern bears, but they were from a bear, not a primate. The study of genetics proves another reason to doubt the existence of Bigfoot. A single creature can't breed and maintain a population, much less a species. For Bigfoot to be viable, it would need to have a population or populations large enough to avoid inbreeding and low genetic diversity, or else it would face extinction. The existence of multiple Bigfoot increases the chance that one would be killed by a hunter or hit by a motorist on a highway or even just found dead by accident. Yet no bodies have ever been found. People do occasionally claim to find bones or other large body parts. For example, a man in Utah discovered what he thought was a fossilized Bigfoot skull in 2013, but a paleontologist confirmed that the skull was simply an oddly weathered rock. Of course, there's also concerns that Bigfoot is an immortal being, which I guess hasn't really been disproved, so I guess that's still on the table. Bigfoot hoaxers often have further complicated the problem of sorting Sasquatch fact from fiction. Dozens of people have admitted or been found out to have faked Bigfoot prints, photographs, and nearly every other type of Bigfoot evidence. One prominent example is Ray Wallace, whose family revealed he was responsible for the footprints near Bluff Creek in 1958 that sparked the whole craze. An even earlier example is the late Rant Mullins, who is a logger in Toledo, Washington. In 1982, he admitted to carving giant feet out of wood and using them to make fake tracks with the help of a friend in the 1920s, the Chronicle, a Washington newspaper, reported in 2007. This built on the legend of an ape-like man decades before Wallace's footprints helped make the Bigfoot a big phenomenon. There are also 21st century examples of Bigfoot hoaxes. In 2008, two men from Georgia claimed to have a complex frozen Bigfoot specimen that they found on a hike. Their Bigfoot turned out to be a gorilla costume. Justin Humphrey, an Oklahoma lawmaker, proposed creating a Bigfoot hunting season in January 2021. Humphrey suggested that the hunting season could coincide with an annual Bigfoot festival that takes place in Honabia, Oklahoma, and would help bring more tourists to the area. Oklahoma tourism officials later announced a $2.1 million bounty in March for the capture of a live Bigfoot. Scientific evidence for the existence of a modern-day Bigfoot may be proving elusive, but a giant bipedal ape did once walk the earth. A species named, sorry if I get this wrong, Giganthopithecus blackeye was about 10 feet tall and weighed up to 595 pounds, based on fossil evidence. However, Giganthopithecus lived in Southeast Asia, not North America, and went extinct hundreds of thousands of years ago. The extinct apes is also more closely related to modern orangutans than to humans or our closest relatives, chimpanzees and bonobos. But I think Yeshu described this case perfectly. The evidence is simply too inconclusive for someone to objectively decide. Could it be people making giant fake footprints and videos? Yeah, it could be, but there's not a lot of evidence that proves every single video that's out is fake. Or it could be a giant monster that we now call Bigfoot. Again, it could be, but there's simply a lack of reputable evidence that it exists. Like Ashby said, as the skeptic I am, when there's not enough evidence to prove something exists, I err on the side that it doesn't. But a lot of you could be out there who are true believers in the supernatural who think that unless there's a certain amount of evidence that it doesn't exist, then it must exist. Really, it's just up to you guys to decide. Until we get some definitive proof that shows one way is correct, Bigfoot could be real.
I think that is the most positive way you have ever ended a skeptic segment ever. Does that mean that there, like, is definitive proof that ghosts don't exist?
No, because, I mean, like, no matter what, I still think Bigfoot doesn't exist, but I think that with this case, at least, I think you could come up with the evidence, because at the end of the day, Bigfoot's not really, like, super, like, he could, in theory, just be a bunch of genetic mutations. Like, that is possible.
True.
It doesn't have to be supernatural.
True.
So it could be some, like, the only part that I think is, like, very obviously a problem is the whole, like, there's only, we've been one Bigfoot. So unless he is actually immortal, I don't see how, like, unless it's, like, a secret society of Bigfoots that are living underground.
Right. But you will say ghosts have evidence that disprove them.
Yeah, because
I've never heard a ghost skeptic segment end this positive.
Well, I mean, Bigfoot also has evidence that disproves him. I still think that Bigfoot doesn't exist, but I just think that people, like in the other cases, I think that people should truly believe that ghosts don't exist because they don't. But like, if you want to believe that Bigfoot exists, go for it, because
all right.
I think it's a shot in the dark. There's a 0.2% chance.
The one fandom that Arvid will always believe in is the Bigfoot believers.
To all of you out there, I'm on your side.
Before we keep talking about this, though, because trust me, we will get back to it. I do want to talk about some of the pop culture aspects of Bigfoot, because I think one of the most interesting things we've realized throughout the season is how the media specifically, which doesn't really come as a surprise, is able to kind of reinforce this idea of whatever creature we're talking about. But even more than that, right? It becomes, on to some regard, exploitative, and on the other regard, it creates this kind of like mania, right? Like the fandom joke I just made, I don't think necessarily without this pop culture semblance around all these creatures you could even have a fandom for them to begin with, or you could have people create all these clubs about it. So I think it's interesting to see the impact of that, especially with Bigfoot. You know, following Patterson and Gimlin's 1967 video footage of Bigfoot, like, the creature has been everywhere. It was the subject of countless late 1900s films, like the comedy Harry and the Hendersons, where a Seattle family literally runs into Bigfoot, and then, you know, shenanigans ensue. Bigfoot has been used in advertising, like in Jack Link's Beef Jerky, where Bigfoot was seen with the slogan, quote, "messing with Sasquatch," end quote. Even game camera manufacturer the Bushnell Corporation created a contest that offered the winner $1 million if they were able to take a picture of Bigfoot on a game camera. And even recently, to promote social distancing during COVID-19, they used Bigfoot. And there's even a song about Bigfoot, guys. It's called The Bigfoot Song, I Still Believe in Bigfoot. And it's the Bigfoot Believers National Anthem, okay? Here are some of the lyrics. Quote, "I still believe in Bigfoot, don't care what they say, still believe in apple pie and the good old USA," end quote. Tell me that's not a pop.
That is really good, surprisingly.
That's the song of the summer, guys. That is the song of the summer. And of course, you know, Bigfoot has been in every sitcom ever made. It's, you know, we've had every type of character searching for Bigfoot, from, you know, Unsolved Mysteries to The Simpsons to everyone's favorite show of all time, Phineas and Ferb. Like, it's been everywhere. And I think that's particularly fascinating for a creature who, like Arvin, you know, referenced a little bit ago, is a bit of a stretch, I would say, to put under the supernatural category upon further research. I think at first I was like, oh yeah, like it'll be a part of it. But I think if you're gonna look at Bigfoot purely from like an animal standpoint, right? It's not really supernatural.
Yeah, definitely.
Unless you're gonna talk about like immortal Bigfoot. And then that's like the whole undiscovered realm of the world. But I'm going to be honest, I had an existential crisis with this episode, because I think I went into this episode really, maybe not so much as like not believing in Bigfoot, but just never having like thought long enough about Bigfoot to form an opinion on it. But I will say, I'm not saying it's not real. I don't know if I'm saying it is real. I think I'm leaning more towards, like you said, like so much genetic mutation combined with the vast amounts of the world we have not discovered because the Earth is so big, and combined with the evil hearts of evil scientists somewhere, you know, who test most. I believe. It's a possibility, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's where I lie.
Yeah. I also have a fear that within the next like couple of decades, someone's gonna try to genetically engineer a Bigfoot type thing.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. And you know it's gonna be made under the idea of like creating like an army super weapon.
Oh god.
And it's just gonna end terribly.
No, Loki, this could, maybe the U.S. Army just already made a genetic engineered a Bigfoot. It got loose in Washington State and started all of this.
Loki, maybe.
That could be me.
If there are any film writers, directors, producers out there, we patent this idea. We patent this idea right now. This is our idea. You cannot take it. We need
writing credits.
We do need writing credits, okay? Send us an email. I do have a question though, Arvind.
All right.
Let's say you're hiking,
oh,
right?
No.
And you're hiking out in Washington, and it's classic Washington weather, okay? It's gloomy. There's a little bit of a drizzle, you know, the trees are taller than you ever thought they could be. It's beautiful out there. And off in the distance, you see like a 13 feet tall, you know, dark fur covered creature walking on two legs like a man, and it's got these like very sharp claws. Are you winning this fight?
No, not in any way, shape, or form.
What would you do?
Okay, I can't run. It'll for sure, like, it has a longer leg span, so it'll for sure chase me down. I can't, like, fight it. I'm dead. I can't climb a tree because I'm sure it can climb better than I can. There's nothing to do unless it, like, can't swim or something and I just, like, jump into a lake.
You're just going to accept your fate?
Yeah, I think so. Or, like, I'll try to, like, creep away slowly because that might work. Because, like, okay, we also haven't heard any stories of people getting, like, killed or attacked by Bigfoot.
True!
So maybe it just isn't, like, if you just leave it alone, maybe it just doesn't do anything to you.
Like, what if Bigfoot's actually just, like, a chill guy that's just trying to go about his life?
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I'm... What?
Okay, but let's say that, like, he's not. let's say he's a bloodthirsty creature, but he hasn't seen you yet.
Then, yeah, I'm just creeping away slowly. Like, I'm slowly as possible.
Okay. You know, there's and only then, so far you can creep.
Okay, I mean, at a certain point, I'll start running. Once I'm, like, out of earshot and eyeshot, I'm out.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie The Ritual. That was movie I had made Arvind watch on Halloween, I think, like, 2 years ago. But the first time I ever watched that movie, and this is not necessarily a spoiler, but you can skip ahead a little bit if you don't want to know this part. But it's essentially the movie just follows like a group of friends who go hiking in these woods in Sweden. And I never read the synopsis of horror movies before I watch them. I just go into them blind. And so I was so convinced that this movie was actually like a Bigfoot Yeti inspired movie. And they were about to like run into Bigfoot and Bigfoot was going to like rip them apart limb from limb. And I was like, and I like kept waiting for it, like this whole movie. Like I was like, oh, it's like, oh, it's gonna happen. Like it's like, it's Bigfoot, but like it's intelligent. Like it's Bigfoot, but like with like a brain smarter than like all humans. Like I was like so ready for it. And then like the ending is like totally unexpected than like what you would think it was gonna be. It was not at all Bigfoot related. But anytime that happens, I just always think of that movie. So like I'm picturing you right now in this Swedish forest, and actually running into Bigfoot, the ending to this movie I always wanted and never got. It's a great
movie. No, I think that'd be a better ending to the movie.
Arvind only says that because it scared him. Arvind only says that because it freaked him out.
Yeah, because it's a stupid... Okay, I guess not really spoilers, but spoilers. Skip like a minute to a minute and a half ahead if you don't want to hear. Because it's the dumbest design, I swear to God. I hate the design of that much. And the noises it makes are exactly like the highway outside our house. I hate it.
Yeah, so if you want a good movie to go in and get some of your friends who don't particularly delve into the horror genre often, I highly recommend The Ritual. It is probably one of my favorite horror movies to come out in the past couple of years. It's very good. But that is besides the point. The point here is Bigfoot and whether it is real or not. And I guess the answer up until we ever get conclusive evidence is who knows, right? Like, really? I will say, though, my biggest issue with Bigfoot or the people who are trying to make other people believe that Bigfoot is real is the lack of consistency about where it lives. Because it's if I only got reports of pictures from like the Northwest, I think I'd be a more confident believer in Bigfoot, as opposed to like how some people are like, I saw Bigfoot in my South Carolina backyard. And it's like, okay, yeah. Well, how did it get there? Like, even if there are multiple Bigfoots, like it would essentially still all need to live in the Northwest, right? Because of like the climate that it thrives best in.
Right.
Because Washington's going to have a significantly different climate, right? Cold, rainy, and just, so many forests and trees, as opposed to South Carolina, which is hot and humid and
Yeah.
has a great beach, So I think to the Bigfoot community out there who is trying to get other people to believe it, if you are going to stage some photos, at least just rent an Airbnb out somewhere on the West Coast.
Yeah, that's very fair. And maybe keep your descriptions like consistent.
That's like another big one too. But I will say one thing I've always been amazed by, and this is like in general, like I see this in crime shows all the time too, is when people are like, "How tall was he?" And they were like, "Oh, he was like 5'6", he was 5'7". And then they're like, they were right. How do you know that?
Yeah,
Because
like
I
how could you
swear
gauge that?
I never know.
Like at most, I'd be able to tell you like between 4 and 7 feet, man.
Yeah, like honestly, I don't even like literally the most I could tell you was like, I mean, it was taller than me. So like,
Yeah.
I don't know what that, I'm a 5'6" woman, so I don't really know how much that's gonna help you out. But like, it was taller than me. Also, like the distance perspective too, because no one's ever taken a picture of Bigfoot like up close, No one's
Right.
taken a selfie with Bigfoot. So even from like a faraway standpoint, it wouldn't it it would like it would seem shorter, right? Like that's how
Right.
distance works. So like from a faraway distance, if we're thinking this thing is like 12 feet, how tall is it actually? That's actually so scary.
I'm thinking people might be overestimating it because of that. Like, it looks like it's like 6 feet, and they're like, okay, because I'm this far away, it's probably like 12 or 13.
Maybe.
Because, like, something
That's
that
another way to
looks
think about
12
it.
feet tall from far away, like from like down a mountain or something, is like taller than that is taller than the trees. That is way
Yeah.
too much.
True. That's actually like I know in Hotel Transylvania, what a strange reference to make. But in Hotel Transylvania, the Bigfoot in that movie is like taller than like the hotel. Like all you ever see of the Bigfoot is like it's like feet. And
Yeah.
so I guess like it also raises this thing of like one, we don't know how big Bigfoot is to begin with, but also like what if it's just like unimaginably large?
But also, I feel like if it has like 12 size feet, like if its feet are like at that certain level, there's no way you can balance on it if it's like taller than the trees.
True, true.
Like, I can understand if the feet are bigger proportionately than its height, in which case it'd just be like a 6 foot dude with like size 14 feet. But, and I'd also understand if it was proportionate, in which case, like maybe like a 12 foot Bigfoot max. But
I think
like if it was 20 or something, that I think that it could not stand.
the only way we know for sure is if we rent an Airbnb out in Washington and just go hunting for it ourselves.
I don't know if that's a great idea, because what if
I
you were right
think
and it's just bloodthirsty?
then you guys will know. No news, no new, no Halloween episode is coming, guys. That's how you'll find out.
The Halloween episode will be from our ghosts.
That'll be like that's how Arvin like completely changes. No, he's like somehow still a skeptic. Like as a
Yeah.
ghost recording, you're still a skeptic.
Like, guys, I'm just hallucinating. I'm in a coma right now.
Yeah, literally. This podcast isn't even real. Like it's just you right now that's doing all of this.
Exactly. Ghosts are not real.
Wonderful. So I guess we'll find out in October, guys. Stay posted. Okay, conclusion?
It.
We hope you enjoyed this very interesting episode of Behind the Story. And make sure to follow us at Behind the Story on Instagram with the period between the I and N, and on Twitter with an underscore between the I and N. And also, make sure you come back for our next episode.
And be sure to. Okay.
Oh, sorry, messed that up.
Good.
I didn't actually write it. I wrote blah, 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 and I thought I knew what that meant,
Yeah.
but I guess I didn't. I'm redoing this. Okay. We hope you enjoyed this very, I guess, hypothetical in terms of we asked a lot of what ifs questions of this episode. And be sure to follow us at Behind the Story on Instagram with a period between the I and N, and on Twitter with an underscore between the I and N.
And be sure to come back for our next episode where we talk about the other supernatural creature of Twilight, the arguably less important one. Until then, never forget
that there's always more to uncover behind the story.
See you next time.
Sick, we're almost done, man. Two more.
Yes.
Two more. All right, cool. All right. This will process.
It'll probably take an hour.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. I'll just log into your account.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Okay, cool. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this very, I guess, hypothetical in terms of we asked a lot of what ifs questions of this episode. And be sure to follow us at Behind the Story on Instagram with a period between the I and N, and on Twitter with an underscore between the I and N.
And be sure to come back for our next episode where we talk about the other supernatural creature of Twilight, the arguably less important one. Until then, never forget
that there's always more to uncover behind the story.
See you next time.